Pope Benedict XVI is back in the Vatican after an intense 5-day visit to his native Bavaria. His homecoming was rife with expectation as the Pope's pilgrimage took him to the town where he was born, to the Marian shrine where he prayed as a child, to the university where he taught dogmatic theology, and to pray at the tombs of his father, mother and sister as his brother, Georg, leaned on a cane beside him. But this journey has been only in part sentimental, as his intense schedule also consisted in a meeting with the Chancellor, the President and other state authorities, outdoor masses attended by hundreds of thousands of faithful, and a host of other liturgical celebrations, including Vespers with representatives of other faiths, the inauguration of a chapel and the blessing of a new organ, and a meeting with representatives of science at Regensburg University. Vatican Radio's Chris Altieri has been travelling with the Pope, and I asked him to pick out some of the most memorable moments.
Well, Linda, to be able to answer your question truthfully, we'd need 20 or 30 years, but I can pick out right now the things that moved me most deeply while I was here. And those would be the Mass at Isling in front of over 250,000 people, in which the Holy Father spoke of the need to be courageous in saying that we believe in God and clear in saying in which God we believe, in saying that we believe in the God who has a human face. It was a challenging moment in a papal visit that had many challenging moments. The Holy Father, from the beginning to the end, challenged the faithful who came to see him. And as he issued tougher and tougher challenges, the impression that I had was that the people responded more and more warmly and enthusiastically. The other moment that we will remember for some time is the academic lecture that the Holy Father gave at the University of Regensburg, where, of course, he taught as a professor of dogmatic theology from 1969 to 1977. It is still too early to comment that on the remarks the Holy Father made. We're going to be digesting them for some time, and to attempt to say something about them that would do justice to them would really be impossible. But once again, the Holy Father challenged the men of science who were gathered to hear him, challenged them certainly to embrace the full scope of the rationality which informs their enterprises, so that they could once again recognize that there is room in scientific endeavor for the questions regarding the ultimate nature of things, regarding God. There is an ancient Christian tradition which the Holy Father cited in his remarks, and he, of course, said it much better than I can right now. But the idea is that the fullness of wisdom for which our reason is constantly searching, because it is made by God, who is wisdom, and ordered to the source of its existence, is to be found in Holy Mother Church, and that on the way, one must remain open. Let me say this. If I had to describe the Pope's visit in one word, it would be educational. In the classical tradition, education involves, without a doubt, learning how to do things. But true education is, in the classical tradition, the achievement of an openness of the soul to the experience of beauty, truth, and goodness. And The Holy Father was telling us all that this is possible, and when we undertake to allow our souls to be open to the beautiful, to the true, and the good, then there is great joy, and that the Christian religion has always been educational in precisely this sense. So if I had to think of the three things that were most memorable, those would be two, and connected to what I was just talking about regarding education, I would have to say that the music that we heard right from the beginning to the end of the trip participated in this process of education that the Holy Father, I think, undertook. It was truly magnificent. We heard Bach's Toccata in D minor, which is one of the pieces that I think everyone will recognize. And there was Mozart, there was the sound of trumpets, there was a cappella singing, there was polyphony. Everywhere there was music, and glorious music, Linda. That is something that is going to remain with me the whole time.
Chris, before you left, remember we had a conversation about the trip, and you thought that the Pope was going to bring his expression of joy of being a Christian, of being a Catholic, throughout this trip. Has he done that?
Linda, the Holy Father hasn't done anything else. The joy on his own face that accompanied him from the beginning to the end was just one of the things that that allow us to understand the joy that that he brought, quite literally. Wherever the Holy Father went during his trip, the streets were lined thick with people whose cheers and applause were certainly expressions of enthusiasm and enthusiastic happiness at his being there. But the kind of joy that Pope Benedict brought is, I think, to be expressed in the deep joy of a Christian who is aware of the fact that he is a sinner, and therefore ever more deeply aware of his own salvation in the Lord. In one of his homilies, the Holy Father cited the fact that we are called to live without sin, but that if we do sin, and he was citing Scripture, we have an advocate before the Lord, who is Jesus Christ. This was the very simple truth that the Holy Father was bringing back to this place where he learned it. And there was a deep and a calm joy, I think, that underlied all of the expressions of enthusiasm and happiness. So if you're asking me whether the Holy Father brought joy here, I think the only way I can answer is in a word, yes.
On a much more human, let's say, side, the other side of joy is sadness. Did you perceive any sadness as he turned to say goodbye, not knowing whether he'd ever be back in his home country?
In a word, Linda, no, I did not perceive any sadness whatsoever in the Holy Father. In leaving, especially, that was a sentiment that was absent. There was only joy, there was only happiness. And it's not surprising either. In the printed remarks that he prepared and then did not deliver, but told everyone present to read at home, the Holy Father said in those remarks that it is through sadness and failure, he mentioned also, that we learn renunciation. And Christians know and understand that it is through renunciation that we come to be able to put on Christ, Christ who is resurrected, Christ for whom there is no more sadness, and for whom there are no more tears, and with whom there is only joy. This was the very simple message that Pope Benedict brought to his people. It was the only thing that was perceptible in his person as he interacted with the public throughout his trip. So to answer your question, no, there was no sadness.